Welcome back to the Deep Dive, where we plunge into fascinating topics, uncover some surprising facts, and really get you well informed. And hopefully with just enough humor to keep you hooked. Today we are setting our sights on the meticulously crafted, often pretty secretive, and always captivating world of luxury timepieces, specifically for 2025. We've taken an expert article. It distills predictions, early announcements from the watch industry, and our mission basically is to cut through the noise, find those hidden gems, and get you completely up to speed on what's coming next in high-end horology. That's the art and science of making watches, by the way, for anyone maybe newer to the term. Okay, let's unpack this.
Yeah, and this topic is particularly rich, I think, for anyone looking for those, aha moments in the luxury markets. Not just about the watches themselves, it's also this intricate dance of anticipation, design, strategic launches. It really defines this exclusive world. You're going to get some real insight, I hope, into how the industry operates and what makes these pieces so coveted, plus some truly beautiful examples today.
Absolutely. Now, you might think with 2025 just kicking off, we wouldn't know much about what's coming yet. And honestly, for the most part, you'd be right. The luxury watch industry is notoriously secretive. Top watchmakers, they rarely share news about upcoming models way in advance. They love keeping us guessing. Usually, we have to wait for the big trade shows, like Watches and Wonders in Geneva. That's April 9th to 15th this year. Brands like Rolex, for example, they're famous for, jealously guarding their release dates until those big events. That kind of secrecy, it really builds anticipation, doesn't it? Makes those early announcements or leaks even all the more exciting when they happen.
Oh, definitely. And what's truly fascinating here is how this industry has mastered that art of anticipation. It's not just secrecy for secrecy's sake, you know.
Yeah.
It creates this perceived scarcity even before production. It's almost like pre-selling desire itself. And this strategy is so potent, it often leads to secondary market prices surging before piece even hits retail, which effectively lets brands set an aspirational price point without direct intervention.
That's a fascinating point about building prestige through scarcity. But I wonder, in an age where information is everywhere and maybe younger audiences expect more transparency, is there a risk? Could this traditional secrecy sort of backfire? Could it alienate a more digitally native generation that expects immediate access and constant engagement?
That's a very, very astute observation. It's something brands are definitely grappling with, no question. For the most established houses, I'd say the allure of tradition and that controlled scarcity, it still largely outweighs the risks. Their existing collector base values that exclusivity. However, you are seeing a shift, particularly with newer independent brands. They're leveraging social media, direct-to-consumer models. They're going for more open, continuous engagement. So yeah, it's a delicate balancing act for the whole industry, really,
Yeah.
navigating its heritage against these modern consumer expectations.
Yeah.
That's great context. Thank you. And despite that tradition of secrecy, the good news for us watch fans is that 2025 has actually gotten off to a surprisingly strong start. Some brands have given us early glimpses. We're talking Zapeck, Audemars Piguet, Hublot. They've already shared some really exciting news. And don't worry, this isn't just going to be a list of watches that are, completely out of reach. We've got a blend for you, some pieces that are, yes, wildly exclusive and expensive, but also some that are a bit more, let's say, accessible for serious collectors. So, ready to dive into the specifics. Here's where it gets really interesting. Revealing the first of five standout luxury watch releases for 2025. Let's start with a piece that's already, captivated us from Zapeck. First up, we have the Zapeck Antarctique 50 de Nuages, that's Map of the Clouds in Stormy Gray. Wow. Looking at the Zapeck, I have to say the dial is just absolutely captivating. That stormy gray mother of pearl, what creates that amazing shimmer when the light hits it? It almost looks alive.
It absolutely does look alive. And that's the magic of mother of pearl, isn't it? It's a natural material, so every single dial is unique. It's iridescent layers. They catch and refract light in a way that, no artificial material can really replicate. And this Zapeck, the Antarctique Eslac des Nuages, it perfectly exemplifies that blend of traditional craftsmanship with modern design. Using mother of pearl for the dial, a material long revered for its natural beauty, and combining it with these precision-cut diamonds for the hour markers, including, you see there, two of Zapeck's signature Antarctique-cut stones right at the 12 o'clock. It shows a real appreciation for heritage while still pushing contemporary aesthetics.
That's beautiful. So a true visual feast then. Now, if you're already reaching for your wallet, pre-orders are expected by the end of 2025, but be warned, it's highly exclusive. Only 50 of these will be made, 50, and they'll set you back about $47,000. The allure of these extreme limited editions is, of course, a key driver in the luxury market. It makes owning one a truly unique experience. Okay, from the subtle, almost atmospheric artistry of that CPIC, we pivot now, to a collaboration that's going to grab attention in a very different way. It straddles the worlds of horology and high fashion. We're talking about the Audemars Piguet Royal Haute Tourbillon Tamara Ralph. This was actually announced at the Spring-Summer 2025 Fashion Week. That immediately tells you something about its pedigree, right? It's a partnership with the haute couture designer and Ralph & Russo boss Tamara Ralph. Now, for listeners who might be new to some of these high horology terms, maybe quickly, what exactly is a tourbillon and why is it such a significant complication?
Great question. Yeah, simply put, a tourbillon is essentially a rotating cage. It houses the watch's escapement and balance wheel, the parts that regulate timekeeping. Its original purpose, developed way back by Abraham Louis Breguet, was to counteract the effects of gravity on accuracy, especially in pocket watches, which, stayed in one position mostly. Today, while modern manufacturing has largely reduced its necessity for pure accuracy gain, it's become a real testament to a watchmaker's mastery. It's a true feat of microengineering, and often it's just a magnificent visual centerpiece in high-end design. It reveals the intricate heartbeat of the watch.
Right, so it's both a technical marvel and a visual spectacle.
Okay.
And with this Audemars Piguet collaboration, just one look and you know it's special. It's forged from 18-karat pink gold. It features these incredible autumnal colors and that plush, luxury gold finish. It's just stunning. The Royal Haute Tourbillon itself is already an iconic watch, but this limited edition really elevates it.
Absolutely. What Audemars Piguet has done here with Tamara Ralph is create a piece that truly straddles that divide between art and functionality. It's like a wearable sculpture. It combines that horological mastery with genuine haute couture design sensibility. And, for those with an eye on the market, with only 102 being made and a price point around $200,000, this could actually prove to be a significant investment opportunity down the line, possibly even a bargain long term.
That's an interesting perspective on investment. It's definitely a showstopper, but is there a historical precedent for these kind of fashion-forward collaborations maintaining their investment value long term? Or do they sometimes become more niche collectors' items rather than, say, broad market outperformers?
That's a very fair point to raise, yeah. Historically, while many limited edition collaborations see an initial surge, you're right, their long-term value can be more volatile than, say, a classic unadorned Royal Oak. However, I think this piece is unique for a few reasons. It pairs an iconic model, the Royal Oak, with a highly respected haute couture figure, and the artistry involved is genuinely exceptional. It's not just a logo swap, my view. Its exceptional design, coupled with the extreme scarcity and the inherent strength of the Royal Oak line itself, positions it pretty well. It might appeal to a slightly different, perhaps more fashion-conscious collector, but its fundamental horological value remains strong. So yeah, I think it could be a potentially shrewd acquisition.
Fascinating. Okay, next on our list is a watch with deep cultural significance. The Choppered LUC XP Ruchi Year of the Dragon. Choppered's Ruchi series has been a long-running tradition since 2013. Each year, they add another animal from the Chinese zodiac calendar. And in 2025, with the Year of the Dragon, the series will finally be complete, which is pretty cool. The dial is absolutely stunning. It's emblazoned with an Urushi lacquer dragon, handcrafted by the Maki legend Minori Koizumi. Now, for listeners unfamiliar, urushi is this traditional Japanese lacquer, comes from tree sap, and maki is the intricate art of sprinkling gold or silver powder onto that wet lacquer. It creates these incredibly detailed, shimmering designs. It's truly wearable art.
Oh, absolutely. This Chopard piece is just a beautiful example of cultural artistry meeting high horology. The Maki-E technique, it brings an incredible depth and narrative to the dial. Turns it into a miniature work of art, really, and a nod to a rich cultural tradition. The watch itself, it's an 18-karat gold piece, quite compact at 39mm. Comes with a hand-stitched alligator leather strap, no-buck lining, black hues. And importantly, Chopard has also thoughtfully acknowledged the growing consumer interest in sustainability. They use ethically sourced 18-karat gold. That commitment to provenance and sustainability, it's becoming increasingly important, to discerning collectors, part of that conscious luxury movement.
I have to confess, if I had a spare, what, $32,000 lying around, this Chopard would be incredibly tempting, not just as a watch, but as you said, a genuine piece of art, a cultural artifact. Technically, it's apparently light without feeling flimsy, and thanks to the LEC 96.7L caliber, it's incredibly accurate too. So yeah, you could make the Year of the Dragon a year to remember for around $32,000. Have you ever owned a watch that felt more like a cultural artifact than just, a time-telling device?
Many pieces carry that feeling, I find. But the ones that truly resonate are those where you can almost feel the hand of the artisan, where the story of its creation is palpable. This Chopard certainly evokes that. And the LDC 96.17L caliber, just for those wondering, That's Chopard's in-house movement. It's renowned for being very slim, but also having a twin barrel power reserve. So it's both elegant and robust, a real testament to the brand's commitment to both aesthetics and technical excellence.
All right, our fourth release is truly a showstopper. Something visually striking and unlike anything else, really. The Hublot Integrated Tourbillon Full Purple Sapphire. Hublot is definitely responsible for one of the most eye-catching upcoming luxury watches of 2025. I mean, wow. The key feature here is that the 43mm case is made entirely from purple sapphire, which is just mind-blowing. How technically challenging is that? Yeah. To craft an entire watch case from a single block of sapphire, let alone a colored one like purple.
It's an immense technical marvel.
Immense.
But sapphire is incredibly hard. That's second only to diamond. That makes it extremely difficult to machine, to polish, to shape without fracturing it. It's very brittle in that sense. Yeah. Now, introducing a consistent, vibrant color like this purple while maintaining perfect transparency and structural integrity across an entire 43mm case, that multiplies the challenge exponentially. It requires specialized machinery, diamond tooling, and just a vast amount of time and expertise. This isn't merely an aesthetic choice, it's a huge testament to Hublot's material innovation and engineering prowess.
Wow, okay. That really drives home that this isn't just style over substance. And then the openwork dial gives you this incredible view of the robust watch's inner workings, the movement. So while it's visually flashy, you're saying Hublot's Tourbillon complications are actually among the world's best performers. So why the dial and bracelet sparkle and glisten? The technical prowess inside is absolutely top tier. Okay, this piece, being ultra rare, as you might expect, comes with a $500,000 price tag, $500,000, which, you know, raises an important question. How does such a bold, innovative design balance with that cutting-edge horological engineering without one overshadowing the other?
That's precisely where Hublot excels, I think. They consciously embrace this philosophy of fusion, pushing boundaries in both materials and mechanics simultaneously. The bold aesthetic isn't a disguise for lesser engineering. Rather, you could argue it's an extreme expression of that engineering. The sheer complexity of crafting such a case and integrating a high-performance tourbillon movement within it demonstrates they are pushing the limits on both fronts. Not just one, this piece. Huge investment potential, highly likely to become a holy grail for watch collectors in the future, just due to its rarity and that incredible technical artistry involved.
Okay, finally, let's look at something that blends heritage and modern performance beautifully. The Zenith Chronomaster Original Triple Calendar with gray dial. Zenith has a really well-earned reputation for mixing tradition with modernity, and this is another prime example. It's actually inspired by a 1970 prototype of the Zenith El Primero Triple Calendar, which is fantastic for, you know, history buffs out there. This compact 38mm beauty features an opaline slate gray dial, and it's a true high performer, driven by an El Primero 3610, boasts a 60-hour power reserve. So accuracy and reliability are absolutely not going to be an issue. If you're someone who loves that vintage aesthetic but still yearns for a well-produced modern watch, this 2025 edition could be exactly what you're looking for. And here's a pleasant surprise. Priced at a, I'd say reasonably priced, $12,500, especially for such a well-built watch with that movement, it's likely to make its way into many watch enthusiast collections this year.
Yeah, a key observation here is how the Zenith Chronomaster Original Triple Calendar offers an excellent counterpoint to some of the ultra-exclusive pieces we've discussed. It's really a testament to the enduring appeal of a historically inspired high-performance watch at a more attainable price point. For many enthusiasts, this represents incredible value. You're getting a legendary movement. The El Primero is chronometer certified, automatic, known for its high-frequency accuracy, you get a classic design, and modern reliability, all without that six-figure investment. It's about celebrating a brand's legacy in a way that's accessible to a broader range of serious collectors, proves that exceptional horology isn't always completely out of reach.
So what does this all mean for you, for the luxury watch market in 2025? We've seen a really diverse range of pieces today, from the extreme luxury of that Hublot purple sapphire to the more accessible performance of the Zenith. With incredible artistry from Chopard and Sepik and that high fashion statement from Audemars Piguet, it really highlights some key trends emerging early in the year, I think.
Indeed. What we can sort of synthesize from these early 2025 releases is a clear focus on several key areas. We're definitely observing a continued emphasis on extreme limited editions that consistently fuels exclusivity and collector demand. No surprise there. There's also a notable rise in these high concept collaborations, like the AP. Adeptly bridging luxury watches with other prestigious fields like Haute Couture, the blend of traditional craftsmanship Urushi lacquer, mother of pearl with modern twists and cutting-edge materials like that transparent sapphire, that's also very strong. And fundamentally, brands are simultaneously pushing the boundaries of both aesthetic innovation and technical prowess. It's a truly dynamic interplay, isn't it, between beauty and engineering, offering something for, well, almost every type of collector.
And remember, everyone, this is just the beginning. Many of the major luxury brands, think Rolex, Patek Philippe, and others, they still hold their cards incredibly close to their chests. We're expecting many more exciting announcements throughout the year. Keep an eye out for upcoming events like Baselworld, Dubai Watch Week, Couture Time, and also the independent-focused Wind Up Watch Fair. We'll surely see more incredible timepieces unveiled there. Okay, that brings our deep dive into the most anticipated luxury watch releases of 2025 to a close. Thank you so much for joining us on this fascinating journey through high-end horology. We hope you feel truly well-informed about what the new year is bringing to your wrist, or maybe just to your wish list.
Yeah, maybe this raises an important question for you to ponder as we finish. Beyond their technical complexity and their material value, what do these luxury watches truly represent to us? Are they objects of art, symbols of personal expression, or maybe even like tangible connections to human ingenuity and history that somehow transcend time itself? We definitely encourage you to continue exploring the world of horology and anticipate what else 2025 is going to reveal. There's always more to discover.